This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Did God Really Say? The first two chapters of the Bible tell how, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1, verse 1. God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden and created Eve as his companion and helper. Life in the garden was good, but it didn't take long for the deception of the devil to really mess things up. God had given Adam and Eve the freedom to eat from any tree in the garden, any tree except one. You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die. Genesis 2, verse 17. God's instructions were clear, and his consequences for disobedience severe. But when the devil first confronted Eve, he began by slightly changing God's word in order to cause doubt. Genesis 3, verse 1. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" This slight shift from a single tree to any tree put Eve immediately on the defensive. We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, "You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden." Genesis 3, verses 2 and 3. The devil continued his attack by giving Eve a different interpretation of God's word. "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God." Genesis 3, verses 4 and 5. Eve clearly knew the truth, but without a firm conviction to obey at all cost, she evaluated the merit of the devil's lie and, being unable to refute his reasoning, gave in to sin. In the several thousand years since that first confrontation, the tactics of the devil are still pretty much the same. His attack always begins with getting us to shift from the absolute nature of God's word, causing us to doubt and defend against his deception. God's word says, "Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." John 3, verse 16. But the devil says, "Did God really say there is only one way? Surely God wants everyone to go to heaven and will accept many beliefs as long as they are good and sincere." This deception pulls people from God's path every day. Jesus clearly said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14, verse 6. The one and only way is Jesus. If we are not firm in our conviction that God's word is true, we too will become vulnerable to the devil's attacks of doubt and will soon begin to believe his twisted lies. God's word says our most important duty is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Mark 12, verse 30. Let's prepare by studying his word, praying for wisdom to know his truth, and loving him with our absolute all. Let's hold firmly to God's word and not be even slightly shaken when the enemy asks, "Did God really say?" This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.